This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Air sirens blasted in Kyiv as U.S. President Joe Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine Monday to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The gesture of solidarity comes days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of the country. Mr. Biden announced an additional $500 million in U.S. assistance. With reporters, he praised the Ukrainian people for their efforts.
The Ukrainian people have stepped up in a way that few people ever have in their defense, and have apparently also embraced the notions of democracy.
Many residents were equal parts surprised and pleased by President Biden's visit. This man said that the visit by Mr. Biden, he hopes news on military assistance will follow this step. This is Mr. Biden's first visit to a war zone as president. He was already scheduled to travel to the region, but the official White House schedule said he was not due to leave Washington until late Monday, with Poland as his destination. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning China not to supply weapons to Russia, reminding reporters that during 2022 talks with China's premier, President Biden said the U.S. position was clear on any lethal assistance transfers.
When the aggression first took place, and he spoke to President Xi Jinping, he told him at that point that there would be real consequences in our own relationship were China to provide lethal assistance to Russia in this aggression against Ukraine.
This is VOA News. Thousands took to the streets across Israel on Monday to protest against a government's judicial reform as Parliament was set to hold a first reading of the bills promoted by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government. In Tel Aviv, parents and children marched through the streets of the city waving Israeli flags and chanting democracy while practically blocking roads in Israel's financial and cultural hub. Netanyahu looked likely to win eventual ratification for the two bills, one an amendment of a quasi-constitutional basic law on the justice system, and the other overhauling a selection system for judges. Polls have found that most Israelis want the reforms slowed to allow for dialogue with its critics or shelved altogether. The Biden administration has averted a potential diplomatic crisis over Israeli settlements at the United Nations. The issue had threatened to overshadow Western efforts for the UN to spotlight Russia's war with Ukraine during its one-year anniversary. Multiple diplomats familiar with the situation say the U.S. has successfully managed to forestall a contentious UN Security Council resolution pushed by the Palestinians and their supporters. North Korea fired more missiles and warns of turning the Pacific into a firing range. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles off its east coast on Monday as the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un warned U.S. forces to halt military drills, saying the reclusive nuclear state could turn the Pacific into a quote-unquote firing range. The launches came just 2 days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast, prompting the United States to hold joint exercises with South Korea and separately with Japan on Sunday. North Korea's state media confirmed it fired two projectiles from a multiple rocket launcher aiming at targets hundreds of miles away. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
A sea of red balloons was blowing in the wind over rubble of demolished buildings in Hatay on Sunday in memory of every child who died in last weekend's earthquake. A group of volunteers led by a photographer and initiator of the project climbed up the debris and attached balloons to the metal wires sticking out from the pile of remains of the buildings. For more on these or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll